Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the man who drives the Zamboni in front of my house, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall.
So I walked out once again, and Lake Miles is frozen over in front of my house. Got that? Because it's you know, it hasn't been sunny or windy enough to evaporate the water that's built up there, and so it's about 6 feet long, and in its widest part, it's about 8 feet wide. So I have to completely go around that. Imagine every morning you got to step off your step, and you're still worried about your ankles from all your surgery, and you've got one bad knee, and you do. It's a terrible way to start the day.
Can you not do something to fix that?
There's nothing. Once the water builds up there, there's nothing you can do until it evaporates in the winter or sinks.
No, I mean, well, can't you level that out?
No, because it'll do the same thing. It'll eventually the leveling that you put in will sink down. Will sink down. It just will. I mean, you'd have to put in a real professional walk with you know, asphalt and stones and stuff like that, and professional, and put in underground, you know, like a water thing to keep the water flowing underneath it. It would be too expensive. Way too expensive to do. Just foolish. So you deal with it. Just like in mud season, you deal with mud. Yeah.
Right.
But I got to complain about something. So, I mean, it might as well be the first thing that happens when I walk out the door in the morning.
Yeah,
after that, everything's fine.
I mean, you complain about the weather because it is going to get cold again tonight. But today will just be a partly sunny, breezy day in the low 30s. And while it snows and the Virginia Capes in North Carolina late today and early tonight, you'll be waving bye-bye to that storm. That means clear and cold tonight, 10 to 15. Sunny mid-30s Friday, sunny mid-40s Saturday, sunny 50 on Sunday, and sun mixing with clouds, and a high in the low 50s on Monday. The next event is a storm that's going to again ride up through the Great Lakes and give us some rain on Tuesday. The thing that I'm still concerned about is what happens Wednesday night and Thursday, because on the tail of that storm will be another one. And I think the modeling stinks because the night before last, the modeling was suggesting snow for us. Then yesterday during the day, the model went back to rain. Then overnight, it went back to snow. And now it's back to rain. They don't have a clue. So that is the only potential, folks, of getting more snow before the month of February comes to a close. That would be Wednesday night next week into Thursday, about a week from today. If that doesn't do it, we're going to close this month in February as one of the least snowiest months we have seen in years.
There you go.
How do you like that?
Well, they say with the climate change, it does different things to different areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just read an article about the UK investing billions in a brand new supercomputer for weather forecasting and climate. Billions. So it seems like, you know, everybody in the world is getting on the bandwagon with upgrading and updating computer modeling because of the way the weather has been acting, which is fine. So we'll see what the results are of that. Other than that, Mr. Miles, I have to tell you, it was a relatively quiet day yesterday. I did not have to worry about computers for a change or videos or anything like that at all. All of that aspect has been done. So I just wound up doing stuff around the house, getting things ready for our movie premiere, which is a week from this Saturday.
So a week from Saturday. So you still have a little bit of worrying to do about the weather.
Weather-wise, yeah, I'm not worried about next weekend. I think whatever happens Wednesday night and Thursday, we'll be in the sort of like the backlash of the storm, if you will. So I just think it's going to be fair and cold.
All right, so that's good. A worry-free week for Pat Pagano.
Yeah, well, you know, we've had 20, this will be our 28th movie premiere. And of the 28, only one didn't even have to be canceled. Only one resulted in really bad weather, like ice. So basically, you know, you can think of the end of February as a quiet month, you know. It's the March, you know, when they say March can come in like a lion or a lamb go out, vice versa. I see why that's true, you know, because things do start changing very much so in March. In fact, you know what I can't believe? Next Wednesday, Marshall, is Ash Wednesday.
Not
you
that
believe you
know, I always know it's Ash Wednesday when I walk around and I notice people with the dot on
with
their
the
head.
Ashes. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, our premiere falls on that weekend. So, I mean, people who have given up goodies for Lent are not supposed to eat them only on Sunday. So I kind of wonder if there's going to be a overabundance of desserts next Saturday.
Do people really follow this?
I know I do. I have no idea. Well, when I asked my class last week, I went down the, I said, I'd like to know what each of you are giving up for Lent. Most of the responses were nothing.
Right.
These are sixth graders. Nothing.
And you know, if they're not giving up anything, you can be pretty darn well sure.
Their parents are. And did I tell you, this goes back about a month ago, when we were going through the Catholic Mass and the parts of it. So before I did that, I wanted to get an idea of what their favorite parts of the Mass were. Overwhelmingly, guess what the favorite part of their Mass was?
The end.
The leaving.
Oh, God.
I mean, they were honest, and I respect the fact that they were honest. You know, and what could you say? They're sixth graders, you know? I mean, a lot of this, like you say, has to come from home.
Yeah.
You know, it can't be me standing up there in front. So I said, boy, it's a different world because when I was a sixth grader, Marshall, of course, I was in Catholic school, though. I mean, there was not even a question about Mass. You know, all we knew is we'd go to church Sunday, and that's it. Period.
And not
that's
anymore.
How parents brought us up. Things change. Everything changes, just like the weather, Marshall.
Except our weather hasn't changed. It's been the same all winter.
Oh, yeah, this winter, yeah. This has definitely been a winter so far to remember as far as laid back. I mean, I'm having a good time.
Well, you earned it. You earned it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, with that being said, very quickly, I didn't. Did you stay up and watch the debate?
I did not. Okay. But I hear it was pretty insulting. I heard they got on Bloomberg, especially Warren got on Bloomberg. I heard that, you know, he really wasn't, quote, the winner. They said that Elizabeth Warren was definitely the winner.
Well, she got on him. And Mayor Pete and Amy decided to go at one another. And they also decided to go at Bloomberg. And Bernie Sanders just kept shouting at us what he normally does. My guy Bernie, he's oblivious to everything else. He just shouts and says the same thing for the past 30 years.
Yeah, I know. He better control himself. He already had a heart attack.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Figano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our forecast.